Divine sentence against intoxication. In the Old Testament era, God emphasized to Moses to tell his brother Aaron and his sons, Leviticus 10:9, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, lest ye die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. Verse 11, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken. Verse 10, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. These were the sons of Aaron, who was the high priest over God's people. Numbers 3:2-3, and these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. It is obvious to us that true priests, whom God anointed and consecrated, married women, and were fathers of children. God was explicit to Moses, Exodus 28:4, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Verse 41, and thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. God desired for Aaron and his sons to put on spiritual and literal holy garments. God had specific attire for his consecrated and holy ministers. Now in our era, it is pathetic how some people dress and drink alcohol when they go to their places of worship. Nadab and Abihu, two of Aaron's sons, were typical of false ministers today. They died when they tested God's word by drinking wine when they went to the place of worship. They went into the tabernacle of the congregation after they had drunk wine. Leviticus 10:2, and there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. God speedily executed divine judgment against them. Jesus' condemnation of man-made wine in the New Testament, St. Matthew 24:48-49, that evil servant, shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The evil spirit controls the intoxicated, and they become violent. Verses 50-51, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus doomed those who justified drinking strong drinks made by humanity's process of fermentation. Jesus miraculously made the good wine without the process of fermentation. It differentiates the good wine of the Holy Spirit from the defiled and evil wine that man makes through the process of fermentation in which humanity become drunkards. St. John 2:9-11, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. In the New Testament, the angel Gabriel was emphatic to Zacharias, John the Baptist's father, who was a priest. St. Luke 1:15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. All true Baptists are full of the Holy Spirit. They do not drink wine nor strong drink. Jeremiah prophesied, Jeremiah 9:21, for death is come up into our windows, and is entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets. Drugs, opioids, alcohol, etc., overwhelm those who use them because of the emotional high they receive. Many instances an evil spirit controls the intoxicated, devastating them and anyone in their path, both young and old. It destroys their consciences and sensitivity, which distinguish between good and evil. Subsequently, they are out of control. That is why without thought they can pick up a weapon and destroy their parents or anyone around them. Drinking and driving kills people of all ages. It does not matter whether you are elite or in poverty, the results are the same. Job was a perfect man. However, his sons and daughters were alcoholics. They disdained their father's counsel concerning sanctification, when he told them not to drink wine nor strong drink. Job 1:5, and it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all, for Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Job's servant declared to him, verses 18-19. "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and, behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 21:34, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." King Solomon, the wise preacher, said, Proverbs 23:31, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red." Verse 32, "At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder." Proverbs 31:6, "Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish." The word of the Lord condemns even the occasional drinker. In the New Testament, Apostle Paul was emphatic, Colossians 2:21-22, "Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using." According to the book of Galatians, drunkenness is one of the 17 sinful works of humanity. Apostle Paul proclaimed, Galatians 5:19-21, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Jesus condemned those who perpetually sin. Jesus declared, St. Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." In the Old Testament era, a small army of sober men who trusted in God defeated 33 kings, who were drinking themselves drunk, and their armies. Ben-Hadad, who was the king of Syria, had an overwhelming number of soldiers, but they all symbolized defeated people of the world because of their sin of drunkenness. 1 Kings 20:16, "And they went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 30, and two kings that helped him." Those 33 kings with their armies could not defeat 250 men who were princes, and sober, because God was against their intoxication. The word of God explicitly expounded divine militancy against intoxication. You do not need a crowd to defeat the devil. When we dedicate ourselves to God, the Lord will take the fewest in number to defeat a crowd of drunken devils. Verse 21, "And the king of Israel went out, and smote the horses and chariots, and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter." Those who dedicate themselves to God do not drink wine or strong drink. Proverbs 31:1, "The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him." Verses 4-5, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink, and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." God challenged the Rechabites' obedience when Jeremiah the prophet asked them to drink wine. Jeremiah declared, Jeremiah 35:5-6, "And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons forever." The day of Pentecost, in the New Testament, when the Lord poured out His Holy Spirit upon believers, unbelievers thought they were drunken with man-made wine. Acts 2:12-18, and they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Paul was emphatic, Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. The devil's family will not repent of their intoxication. They hate sobriety. Some drink socially, and during business transactions. They articulate their social and business transactions over dinners. They are adversaries to those who are obedient to God's teaching of sobriety. Apostle Peter conspicuously condemned social drinking. Peter emphasized, 1 Peter 5:8, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The Old and New Testaments are consistent. Those whom God consecrated for his service do not drink wine nor strong drinks. Paul proclaimed to Titus, Titus 2:12, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world. Those who did not desire to stop drinking wine complained about their infirmities and the water they drank as an excuse to continue to drink wine. Paul permitted them to live as they wanted to live, and declared that the judgment of God would follow them. 1 Timothy 5:23-24, Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. God gave his people wells with clean water. St. John 4:6, Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Conclusion, currently you know the truth. You may choose to drink strong drinks and take drugs to give you an emotional high, consequently, you might die of an overdose and be lost in the end. Ecclesiastes 8:11, Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Isaiah 5:11, Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them.